Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Tim Staples, our guest this hour for Ask Me Anything. We're going to do just a little bit of fundraising before we get to that. And I just want to let you know where we were. Darren, I'm totally confused. Did we make the match or not? Did we miss the match last hour? I'm looking at the numbers and we came up $181 short of meeting the match. I'm ashamed of myself. I thought the way to do these pledge drives is just tell people the truth. And I'm going to rethink that strategy because I said we're doing great. And then the phones died. I'll tell you what, we'll start again. Is that how much were we off? $186? All right. So we would need someone to give $360 to make up for what we lost there at the end. If you want to make up for our failures there at the last hour, about $360 will do it because it would have been doubled. The number to give, if you are so inclined, and we hope that you will be so inclined, is 888-291-8000. 14 lines open right now. Every 3 months, we come to you, ask you to help us keep this radio program on the air, and that's what we are doing right now. Let me reset for this hour, because we are reset for this hour. We have another match, $15,000, dollar for dollar. I don't care how good we're doing. I am going to go full steam ahead this whole hour until that $15,000 match is used up. 888-291-8000. There are two other matches. If you're a new donor, if you've never given to Catholic Answers before, then your match will be matched, or your donation will be matched again. So it's basically tripled. So you get that original $15,000 dollar for dollar match that everybody gets, then a second match, which would make, say, your $100 gift $200 and then $300 to us. 888-291-8000. But let's go a different direction. What if you've given many times to Catholic Answers and you're like, I want to get the triple match? Well, we have another donor who will triple your money if you give $500 or more. Anyone who gives $500 or more, they're part of that $15,000 dollar for dollar match, but then a second match so that your $500 becomes $1,500 to us. 888-291-8000. President of Catholic Answers, Chris Check, here with me. How's it going out there,
it's
Chris?
It's going great, Cy, and I love Pledge Drive. The whole staff gets involved, and my friends, if you call 888-291-8000, you get to talk to a real live Catholic Answers employee.
That's what, yeah.
You might even get me, and I pity you if you do, because I'll ask you for more.
Yeah, right. He's going to ask you to double that up.
Well, here's what I want to say. So in the last hour, we missed it by $181, which means I need 181 people to call in with a pledge for $100 each.
Oh, I like your math.
That will make up.
Yeah. Boy, your math is very good.
While we're on the subject of $1,000, Cy, 888-291-8000. Folks, you may not know, if you support Catholic Answers at the level of $1,000 annually, that entitles you to a free copy of every book we publish in the course of the year.
I did not mention that last hour.
So the amazing work that Todd Aglioloro does there and his team at the press, first-rate books every time. And so every new publication we come out with, you get a free copy of it if you support us at the level of $1,000 or more. 888-291-8000. So here's my invitation. You've never given, and Cy, can I say this? I'm not sure if I should say this.
I think you should
to
say
people,
it. Say it,
to, I want to say this to the people who've never given to Catholic Answers.
Uh-oh.
Live.
Yes.
How do you sleep at night?
Oh, come on. That's what you were going to say? I didn't know that's what
okay.
you were going
to
say.
You should have told me not to say that,
well, I didn't
Cy.
Know. I didn't know that's
no,
the direction
No, really,
you're
my
going.
Folks, you are benefiting from a program, and a lot of people are you're benefiting from a program that you listen to on a regular basis, and you're not supporting it. And so I want to challenge you. I want to ask you. I want to say, are you benefiting? You may think, oh, well, no, I'm not really. But I feel like you are because you're listening to it. So 888-291-8000. If you've never supported us, your gift's going to be tripled, right? Is that how that works?
If you've never supported us, your gift will be tripled.
Yes,
yes, that's exactly right.
And if you want your gift to be tripled and you have been supporting us but would like to get to that $1,000 level, where you get a free copy of every single book that Todd and his great team of the press put out every year, then just make a gift of $1,000 and you're in.
You are in. Pick up the phone and call now. Look, there's four folks on the line, which is good. That's a good start to the hour. But there's 14 lines open. Our colleagues, as Chris said, are in the other rooms of this building. They are picking up the phone. They are ready to take your call. If you want to talk with them, you want to share with them why you're giving to Catholic Answers, what Catholic Answers has meant to you, they would love to talk with you. But maybe you just want to get it done quickly, and you can just tell them that. Look, I got 90 seconds. Can we get this done? They will zip you through it, 888-291-8000. If you would prefer to do it yourself, you can do it pretty quickly at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's optimized for your phone or for your computer. It'll know which one you're using and be optimized. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What about texting? Yes, you can. Text the word Catholic to 24365, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We are trying to share Jesus. Text the word Catholic to 24365, and you can give there.
888-291-8000. 13 lines open right now, my friends. Let's get all those lines filled up. 888-291-8000. We want to make sure that we make the match for this hour. We just missed the match for last hour. So 888-291-8000. Si, in the first hour, you and I were talking about this moment in the history of the church, this I mean, I know that there are all kinds of moments in the history of the church, some quite exciting, some a little terrifying, right, if we think about it.
Yes.
But there's a very exciting moment in the church right now where many, many, many more souls, additional souls, are searching for the truth. 888-291-8000. And we have a little bit of data on this. We know that in the wake of the conclave, dramatically increased Google searches, such as how do I become a Catholic or why should I become a Catholic?
Right.
And we want those people to find Catholic Answers Live. We want them to, and they're going to find us through Catholic.com, and then they're going to find the radio program. And then, like so many people who are listening right now, who have their story to tell, as you said, Si, they are going to be drawn deeper and deeper into relationship with Jesus Christ, because they're going to understand him, they're going to understand his teachings, and then they're going to have access to his love and mercy, which is what he wants for all of us. 888-291-8000, 13 lines open, my friends, or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
One of the things Darren has been saying now for a couple years, I think of about 2 years ago, Darren noticed it before anybody. He was the first one to say to me, more people are calling to say, I'm coming into the Catholic Church. I want to come into the Catholic Church. I'm thinking about it. It was like the tone started to shift a couple years ago here at Catholic Answers. And now it's starting to feel more avalanche-like. The calls are much more solicitous of information rather than argument. And we don't care. If you want to call and argue, we love a good argument. We'll try to do it charitably, but we love a good argument. But it just doesn't feel like that right now. It feels like a different kind of moment. So I want to share something that happened on the air the other day, just so you can hear it, Chris. I don't know if you heard this or not, but this is the kind of interaction we're having on the air with people.
Happy Easter to you guys. You know, the wife and I have been listening to you guys now for about a year. And, you know, there were a lot of questions that we had. You guys were just awesome in getting those answers for us. The books from, you know, everybody there were just awesome to read. And it was very, very knowledgeable and helped me and my wife prepare. And last Saturday, we were finally confirmed into the church.
Praise God.
And I want to say, in our preparation up to it, we owe a lot of that to you guys and your faithfulness to God and listening to his calling. Because, I mean, Catholic Answers is y'all's ministry. If you don't think you have one, you absolutely do with Catholic Answers. And there's thousands of us out there, even throughout the world, that really depend on you guys and what you're able to give us.
How did you find us? I mean, did you?
It started with Rick Steves. Came across one of his things on Italy and the churches around Italy. And then from there, the next YouTube video was Bishop Barron. After Bishop Barron was Catholic Answers Live that popped up. And we just have not stopped listening to you guys since.
Isn't that extraordinary?
Well, the extraordinary thing is it started with Rick Steves.
That's the thing is, though. But that's what I
no,
think.
No, this is the work of the Holy Spirit. So
that's exactly
100%
right.
100% it is.
Yes, that's
this
the work of the Holy Spirit.
This is actually what he does. Can I tell you a quick story here?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was in Portland visiting a supporter and giving a talk at the end of April. In fact, it was the Feast of Catherine of Siena, one of my dear friends, as you know.
Yes.
And another one of my dear friends, St. Joan of Arc, who I went to see because she has a equestrian statue in the middle of Portland, Oregon, right? And then the third lady saint that I talk to all the time is Our Lady, and I went to see her at the Grotto. You know, the Grotto in Portland, it was set up by the Servites about 100 years ago, and it honored, there's a shrine to everyone. It's like 62 acres of Douglas firs, and there's a shrine to every one of Our Lady's apparitions. You don't believe you're in the middle of a city. Anyway, there's a Servite priest there hearing confessions all the time. And I go to confession to him, and he stops me, and he says, "Let me just ask you, how often do you think about the presence and action of the Holy Spirit in your life? How often do you think about it? And how often," and then he follows up with, "and how often do you align your will with His?" Now, I don't know if you're like me, you find these questions like equal parts conviction and frustration because I had just had a day where it was obvious that the Holy Spirit arranged meetings for me with my three favorite saints to talk to.
Isn't that, yeah.
St. John, St. Catherine, and Our Lady. And it was so obvious what he was doing. And this moment for me, since that confession, I have seen so many occasions where the Holy Spirit has just, you know, opened it up and made it possible. And it's what he does here every day for the staff of Catholic Answers with the yes that they say. We were talking about Carlo's yes, right, in the previous hour. So my friends, the Holy Spirit is asking you, and St. John of the Cross says God's first language is silence, right? And so much of when I talk to the Holy Spirit, it's frankly the wrong way, but I'm probably doing most of the talking, I know. but the Holy Spirit's language is silence. And my friends, you manifest, you generous supporters of Catholic Answers Live, you manifest that silence of the Holy Spirit, because you're not up front on the stage with like Tim Staples getting the amens and getting people all fired up and everything, or Trent with his superb sort of Socratic style, or Carlo with his extraordinary philosophical reason, or Joe with his really charming and delightful manner, or whatever it is. That's very important. But without your help, all those guys shut down.
All that.
Carlo stops. Jimmy stops. It all stops. 888-291-1000. And now, by the way, the phone lines have stopped. All the phone lines are idle right now. 888-291-1000. So, my friends, the Holy Spirit is asking you. He's making an invitation to you. Do you want to bring more people to the fullness of truth? Do you want to bring more people to the love and mercy of Jesus Christ? 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000.
Those who did call to get us started that first quarter of the hour, that was very helpful. $2,500 raised against that match that hour, which means we have $12,500 left, $12,500 of match money left. Perfect time to call. I will say again, the first day, there's just something magical about people who will call the first day because, first of all, you get us off on a positive start. It fires up everybody in this building to know, okay, we're doing okay. But also, it leaves all those lines that would have been used up on day three, probably. They leaves them open for someone else to call. So there's that bonus of your call today means you won't be on the line on Thursday, and that will allow someone else to give. So would you pick up the phone and call? Just two lines on right now, 14 lines open, 888-291-8000.
So, Cy, I want to call your attention to and our listeners' attention to another thing about that caller who just came into the church at the Easter Vigil. And by the way, more people than ever in American parishes.
I know.
This past Easter Vigil. The Spirit is moving.
Amen.
He's moving.
Right.
He's moving. Be part of it, my friends. 888-291-1000. You know what he said? He said, "I really appreciate the show." And then he made the point. He said, "And all the books." There is a gentleman, my friend, in Ohio. I won't name his name. I know he wants to be anonymous. He wants to be silent, right? He writes a five-figure check to Catholic Answers every year so that Psy can give away books on the air.
Right.
So that when someone calls with a question about purgatory, we can send them Carlo's book, or The Intercession of the Saints. We can send them Carlo's book, or The Papacy. We can send them Joe's book, or The Magisterium. We can send them Jimmy's book, or Mary, Tim's book. And we've got books on all of it. We've got books on all of it. And this is Catholic Answers. It's the full package. It is the radio program. It is Catholic.com. It is the excellent books that the press produces, because if we're going to draw, my friends, people deeper and deeper into a knowledge of their faith, they can't leave it at Twitter. They can't leave it at something pithy that somebody said on X. 888-291-8000. As Pope Benedict said, they're going to have to dig like adults into their faith. And that's what the show enables people to do.
888-291-8000. I want to thank a few people. Babette in Florida, $500. First-time donor. That means that was tripled, Babette. Thank you very much. Sergio in Houston, Texas, $250 one-time donation. Thank you, Sergio. David from El Paso just gave $1,000. $100 a month from Janine in Ohio. All wonderful. Thank you so much. There's many other gifts, and I kind of am at the mercy of those who will cut and paste and tell me who to thank. So if I haven't mentioned your name, I apologize, but we'll do the best we can to thank everybody. But we've got 13 people ready to take your calls. Two lines occupied right now. So a great time to call, 888-291-8000. I do feel sometimes, Chris, that the choice in society is getting starker and starker. And so that I think one of the reasons, like people say, well, you know, they give all these reasons in the church why people are turning to the Catholic faith. And maybe they'll say, you know, the beauty of the liturgy or the moral teaching, the clarity of the church and all that. But I actually think the world is driving many young people towards the Catholic faith because they just know this is not right, what's going on. This is not working. The world is not working. And there is something that does work, that works in the sense of being truly intellectually, spiritually, emotionally, and physically fulfilling. I mean, that's what the Catholic life is. It's fulfilling in a way that the world cannot offer fulfillment.
No, Cy, and it is an especially dark time. It's good to be honest about that. I mean, just last, over the weekend, I think it was, we heard this story of a young man so deeply distressed and disturbed, and as a consequence now disordered, blowing up a fertility clinic
he doesn't like humans.
Yes, because he doesn't want people to reproduce. Now, of course, there are moral problems with fertility clinics, yeah. but he doesn't want more human beings. And then we find out he's on a Reddit thread called Elif, which is life written backwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And now Reddit, of course, has shut down the thread, but, you know, a little too late, huh? 888-291-8000, my friends. There's only one answer for souls in distress, such as this young man. Well, now he's going to face God. But there are many yet online, right? In isolated, Cy?
I know, that's the
by
horror
themselves.
Of it. So alone, so many of these young people, alone with their phone.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
It's terrifying. And then it is important. And we've talked about it on the show that at the parish level, there be a sense of welcome. There be a sense of we're glad you're here. If that tattooed person in clothes that don't look quite right for church comes in, what you want to do is say, man, we're glad you're here. And I think more and more Catholics are getting that. They're understanding that. We're delighted that you came. We want everybody to come. But there's the searching. We have to be there. There has to be a bridge from I know the world is not right to I'm walking in the door of a Catholic church. And the bridge in many, many cases these days is Catholic radio. And they've got to be able to get answers to their questions. They have to be able to know that longing in the heart is not a defect of human life. That is the glory of human life. And it can be satisfied. The Lord himself will satisfy it.
14 lines open, my friends, 888-291-8000. Please call. I feel like we're probably behind on this challenge. Si, I'm going to give this seat to the great Tim Staples here. But I just want to, and I'll leave you alone. We'll let Tim answer a question because I think he'll probably get like one question answered now. But 888-291-8000. But here it is. Si made a very important point. The church should be welcoming, right? It should be welcoming. She should be welcoming. And that means we, because we're members of the mystical body, we're members of the church, we should be welcoming. Now, the way to make a very easy gesture of welcome is to make it possible for this show to continue to reach more and more people. Because, my friends, in the Catholic world, in the Catholic media world, in the Catholic online world, 888-291-8000, 14 lines open. In this Catholic online sphere and media sphere, it's not going to surprise you for me to tell you that there are some people who are not welcoming.
They give a bad account of the Catholic faith by the way they treat people online.
We call it the outrage industry, and Trent Horn gave a little wonderful little talk to the staff about it on Monday because he spends a ton of people on time. There are plenty of people who are ready to pick a fight.
Yeah,
they're ready to pick a fight.
They'll fight for Jesus.
They're ready.
They won't be nice for Jesus, but they'll fight.
Yeah, but this program. This program is the most welcoming program. This host here sitting next to me at this table has an absolute open heart. He has the heart of Jesus Christ beating inside of him, and he opens it to every single one of these callers. It's so manifest when the caller calls. 888-291-8000, when the caller calls, that Si loves the caller. He wants to share that love and mercy of Jesus Christ that he himself has experienced and revels in and enjoys every single day. Tim Staples, my dear friend here, exact same way, all these apologists. There is a charity and a joy, and yes, truth. As I say, we don't compromise in the voice of Catholic Answers. It is unique, and I believe. I mean, it's as St. Paul says in Colossians, right? You know, to how we should measure our words in speaking to one another. And these guys nail it on this show. 888-291-8000, 11 lines open. Tim Staples, you're up, brother.
And Tim switch, I'll remind Tim of this. He'll remember. There was a time where Tim and I were on the air together a few times for about 2 weeks, and several people called to say they just couldn't believe that God would forgive them. And I remember Tim just... it was extremely touching and moving, to hear the answers that you gave, Tim. That to assure people of God's love and forgiveness, and I think that's what Chris is getting at when he talks about trying to display the heart of Jesus. God does forgive. God loves you. God loves you. That's all we're trying to communicate at the root level, I would say.
Amen, brother. And you know, I just got back from Mountain Home, Arkansas. Does that sound...
Oh, you went up to Mountain Home. I know where Mountain Home is. Yeah.
Yes, I absolutely loved it. And hello to everybody at St. Peter's Catholic Church there. It was absolutely beautiful. I gave 3 talks there, and the talks with the folks outside of the talks were the best talks.
That's the Tim Staples specialty.
You know, and yeah. I think what Chris was talking about is so important here, because there are... so many millions of souls out there. I was talking with the pastor at St. Peter's about how we need to reach out door to door. And my brother Terry, who is a pastor, has done that. He gets out the registry at the parish. And there you have a gold mine full of names. Some of them haven't been to Mass in 30 years, 20 years, and they're right there.
Yeah.
And you just get a team together and you go knock on doors. And it's incredible, because there are literally millions of people that are just waiting for somebody to knock on their door, and they come back to Mass. They come back to church. Well, folks, this is what we're doing right here.
Yeah, that's
right.
We're
knocking on people's doors. And in fact, Catholic Answers Radio reaches into areas and into the lives of people that aren't going to be reached any other way. And so, folks, you really do need to get on right now. 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We are way behind.
For this hour, yeah.
We are way behind, but you know what, folks?
But Tim's here now. It'll be all right.
We've got 10 people that are waiting for you to call right now at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Remember, you can text Catholic to 24365. But folks, give because you are enabling us to knock on those doors and reach people. And let me tell you, we've got the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We alone have it as Catholics. Nobody else does. And that puts a responsibility on us to reach every soul with the fullness of the gospel. We have caricatures of Catholicism going out all over the airwaves, the internet.
Yep.
That are misrepresenting the Catholic faith. We have, of course, a popular media that hates us. We have a culture that hates us. Folks, we've got to get our message out. So listen, you can help us right now. We've got 10 folks waiting for you, but you need to call now. Maybe you've been thinking about it. I should have. Now. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And remember, you can text Catholic to 24365.
Let's go to Spencer in South Carolina. I want to let fill those lines up. We'll let Spencer ask his questions. Spencer in South Carolina, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app, which is paid for by our donors. Spencer, welcome. Go ahead with your question.
Dead. Hey, Si. Hey, Tim. How are you guys doing? Big fan, by the way.
All right, brother.
Well, thank you for being here.
2022.
Oh, praise God. Praise God, Spencer. That's beautiful.
Absolutely. Well, I'll make it quick. Here's my question.
Okay.
I watched a movie a while ago. It's called Bad Times at the El Royale. I don't know if either of you seen it.
No, I didn't.
It's about people killing each other at a hotel?
Yes, but it's pretty good.
Okay, I think I remember it. Yeah. I didn't say it's bad. Wait, there's the music. Sorry. But Spencer, I just said it's about people killing each other at a motel. That's not bad necessarily. That's just a fact. All right, Spencer, hang on. I'm sorry about that. I didn't realize that I didn't give you very much time. Can you hang on just a few seconds and we'll get you on?
Yeah.
All right, right back. Catholic Answers Live. Each Catholic is obliged to spread and defend the faith by word and deed. Well, we're here to help. Join special guests Chris Stefanik, Dr. David Anders, Father Jeff Kirby, and all your favorite Catholic Answers apologists this September 25th through 28th in beautiful San Diego for the Catholic Answers Conference. Our theme, Go Make Disciples. Enjoy 4 days of faith, fun, and fellowship. Use promo code EARLY to save $50 when you register today at CatholicAnswersConference.com.
When the resurrected Jesus appeared to disciples on the road to Emmaus, they didn't recognize him until the breaking of the bread. The same is true today. In the Holy Eucharist, we really meet Jesus. In The Eucharist is Really Jesus, author Joe Heschmeyer explains how knowing Jesus in the Eucharist is the key to understanding all of Christian faith. Order your copy of The Eucharist is Really Jesus today at shop.catholic.com or get it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
What was the church like in its infancy? In a word, Catholic. And Joe Heschmeyer has the receipts. In his best-selling book, The Early Church Was the Catholic Church, he gives you the details from the historical records of the first two centuries of Christianity. Right now, get a copy for just $10, plus free shipping if you live in the continental United States. Get more information and order The Early Church Was the Catholic Church at theearlychurchwascatholic.com.
Why do Catholics pray to dead people, bow to statues, venerate relics? And where do we find any of this stuff in the Bible? In the delightful book, The Saints Pray for You, Dr. Carlo Broussard convincingly defends the ancient Christian belief rooted in Scripture that the saints care for us, that they are allies. Order your copy of The Saints Pray for You today at shop.catholic.com or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Tim Staples, our guest this hour. It's Ask Me Anything. We're also trying to raise some money here. And Tim sits down and 2 minutes later, the phone's all light up. So my feelings are not hurt. Don't worry about it. But I will tell you this. We've got just a bit over $10,000 left to raise this hour. That's what's left in the match. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I'm going back to Spencer. We've got Spencer waiting on the line. I want him to ask Tim the question. So let me just say this, and then I'll go to Spencer. When you go to make your pledge, every pledge is matched now. $10,000 left, dollar for dollar. If you're a new donor to Catholic Answers, if you've never given before, it'll be double match, so your money will be tripled. Or if you are a person, any person, giving $500 or more, that also will be double matched. So time to use up that $10,000. That's pretty good, huh? So if somebody gave $5,000 right now, we have a donor who will double match that.
Oh, my goodness.
$5,000.
I don't think we've ever had that before, have we?
Not that I recall.
Wow.
888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Going back to Spencer in South Carolina, who watches cool movies. Spencer, you got to... Oh, and also came into the church in 2022. Congratulations on that, Spencer. Go ahead with your question.
Thank you. All right, so the movie is called Bad Times at the El Royale. Jeff Bridges, he plays a robber... disguised as a priest.
Oh, yes, I remember that part. Yeah.
Yep, and then toward the end, a lot of hijinks ensue, and Lewis Pullman's character, who is a former Catholic, or he's a Catholic who's maybe not in good standing, spoiler alert, but basically he's dying, and he asks for a sacramental confession to the disguised priest, who's not really a priest, right?
Right.
And Jeff Bridges' character reluctantly agrees, and he says the words of absolution, and my question is, him not really being a priest, but Lewis Pullman's character believing he was a priest, is this absolution valid?
No, that would not be valid. But the good news is, if someone truly believes that is a priest, God can provide grace because of the person's desire. And if they are well disposed, they can, in fact, receive grace. But it's an invalid confession. And so if that person never finds out that that priest was not, you know, a valid priest and such, well, his next valid sacramental confession will take care of all of his past sins anyway. So, you know, you can't lose as a Catholic. Now, but because of his desire to confess, we do believe that God can give grace even at the time of that confession to the fake priests. There's a principle in Catholic theology called ecclesia suplex. The church provides in extraordinary cases like this. Now, that, you know, we'd have to get into a little more of a deep dive there. The church there can't provide valid powers of confession there because, you know, the man doesn't have any powers of holy orders. But the principle still applies in the sense that God can provide graces in those extraordinary situations because of the desire. It's akin to the idea of baptism of desire. You can receive the graces of baptism without having actually received the sacrament of baptism if your desire is to be baptized. And let's say you die before you get there. Well, similarly, if your desire is to go to confession, you go, you confess, but the priest is not a valid priest, then you don't receive a valid absolution. However, you can receive the grace of the sacrament apart from the sacrament. And by the way, the Council of Trent actually deals with this in, I want to say, Session 7 on the sacraments, because in three different places, the Council of Trent deals with receiving the sacrament of baptism by desire, receiving the sacrament of, it's baptism, and one other sacrament in particular it deals with receiving by desire, and it's eluding me right now. But in Session 7 on the sacraments, it mentions you can receive the sacraments, period, by desire. So it covers all of them. Now, the council, and to my knowledge, the church in general has not filled in all the holes as to how that works on all the sacraments, but right. The principle is there. And you know what, Cy, I think, and by the way, thank you for your call, Spitzer, because that is an important question. But you know, whenever you get into the sacraments by desire, receiving grace by desire, you know what just comes to the fore is exactly what you were talking about when I arrived here. God loves you.
You know? Yeah, right.
Jesus loves me, this I know, right?
Yes, right.
As I learned from the time I was a little kid. And, you know, God loves us. He wants us. He wills for us to be in heaven. And that's why we're here. That's why the Catholic Church exists, is because of God's universal salvific will. He sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life, John 3:16. And that same Jesus gave us his church and gave to that church the power to speak for him and to effect healing for him and the forgiveness of sins for him and in the place of him. That is, priests who act in persona Christi, act not just for him but mystically. They are Christ for us. That's why the priest, when he says Mass, he doesn't say, this is Jesus' body given up for you. He says, this is my body given up for you. When he hears your confession, my friends, and he says, I absolve you, he doesn't say, Jesus absolves you. Mm-hmm. He says, I absolve you of your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's the beauty of the gift of holy orders in the church, that Jesus breathed on the apostles in John 20, 21 through 23, especially verse 23, and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Whosoever sins you forgive are forgiven. Whosoever sins you retain are retained. There Jesus gives them the power to forgive sins with him, in him, and through him. Jesus works through them. And folks, what do you pay for something like that? All the money in the world does not add up to the measure of one absolution for one sin, because it's
right.
An infinite value, my friends. But you know what? We need your help right now, because we've got 15 agents right now on the phone that are idle. That's what that says right there, right?
15 agents idle,
agents,
yes.
Agents idle. We've got 15, folks, and we need to hear from you now, because we are behind and we want to get ahead. Maybe there's somebody right now, somebody just called. Maybe there's somebody right now you can give. We need that $10,000. Maybe there's somebody right now that can give that $5,000 gift. Would that be you? Pick up the phone, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365. But folks, we need to hear from you now. You know, we're running out of time here, folks. Pick up that phone at 888-291-8000. You know, Cy, when I was in Arkansas, you know, just a small group, 150, 200 people, but absolutely gorgeous. The whole day, it was an all-day conference. And I talked to so many people, Cy, who have come into the church, and they give credit to Catholic Answers Live and to Catholic Answers. I talked to several like that who thanked us and wanted me to go back and thank you guys. And they even mentioned Cy Kellett's name.
Did they really?
Absolutely.
Oh,
and
man.
Some of the apologists as well. They absolutely love us, as does the pastor there. Father was absolutely awesome. Folks, it is priceless for us to be able to come to you every day and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, to be able to go out to the parishes like I did there, St. Peter's and Mount Home. What a great name, Mount Home, Arkansas. And those people were precious. And we also had a couple of Protestants there. We had a couple that were there basically to ask questions, and I was able to talk with them. We also had several who were on their way into the church.
Oh, man.
And they came up and shared with me. It was absolutely priceless. But you know what? I think about how wondrous that day was in Mountain Home, Arkansas, and yet every day we're able to talk to, we don't even know how many thousands of souls are hearing us every day. And you guys can help us out. Look, listen, we need you right now. How much time we have left?
We've got 21 minutes left in the hour, and $8,749 left in the match.
All right, so we need that $5,000 giver right now at 888-291-8000. go ahead, pick up the phone. Don't be shy. 888-291-8000. And don't you dare, folks. We've got 12 agents right now idle. I like that. Agents idle. We've got, but I don't like them being idle, Cy Kellett. We've got 12 open lines right now for you to call. 888-291-8000. And don't you dare think, well, I'm not going to call because I'm only going to give $25 and they need a $5,000. That's a lie from the devil. We need everybody to call right now. A one-time $25 gift, what happens to that gift?
If it's a new donor, it gets tripled. Anybody, it gets doubled right now. Anybody's gift, any amount.
Wow.
But if it's a new donor, it gets tripled.
That is incredible. Even if they do a monthly?
Yes, anything.
Oh.
For a new donor, anything gets tripled, yes.
Guys, are you kidding me? So, folks, if you give that $25 a month gift right now, that instantly becomes $900, right? That's not just...
I'm going to trust you on that.
Okay, that's not just 300.
Let's agree to trust each other.
That's right. Well, 25 times 12, that's going to be 300, and we're going to triple that.
Oh, yes, I see what you're saying.
That's going to be $900 right now, folks. So if you can give that $25 a gift, a month gift, oh, my goodness, that's going to be tripled. That's incredible, folks. Or if you can give that $100 a month, that becomes $3,600. This is extraordinary, folks. We need your help. We have 12 open lines right now at 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. $8,749 to go. I'm going to let Tim answer some questions because we didn't do that at the beginning. And Abraham is in Wyoming. Abraham, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Yes, sir. I'm a truck driver, and I'm in. When I went on hold, I was in Wyoming. I am in Minnesota.
Well, I'm glad at least it's a neighboring state.
A free book.
Okay, we'll send you a free book. Hang on when you're done.
Can you toot your horn? We'll be able to hear it.
There we go. Yes. Scared the daylights out of the people of Minnesota.
This is real.
All right, you're getting the free book. Just don't hang up when we're done.
All right.
Go ahead with your question.
Okay. I have a trivia question that I used to nose into conversations with people that are talking about faith. And this trivia question ends with a joke, but The meat of my little trivia question surrounds the 153 fish that the apostles catch, and
yes.
I have an analogy or an opinion about those 153 fish.
Okay.
That I add to this trivia question.
Okay.
To see how it's answered.
All right.
And I've gotten a lot of theological questions or responses to it. And then I turn around and ask, but how does that relate to you and I?
Right.
The 153, because numbers have a meaning.
Yes.
And whenever they give me the floor back, I say, well, the way I see it is that we are like the apostles in that moment when they're taking the time to count the 153 fish.
Mm-hmm.
They're concerned. Their focus is on what they have and what they just done. They just caught 153 fish.
Mm-hmm.
And I make the analogy that we are like the apostles. We have caught up in our own lives with what we have instead of paying attention to the teacher who's just right there.
Yeah. Well, that's certainly a valid way of looking at the passage, you know. One of the beautiful things about the way the Catholic Church approaches Scripture, there are certain scriptures, biblical texts, like in that very text of John 21, verses 15 through 17, the Church has taught us, and definitively so, what that means when, you know, Jesus says to Peter, do you love me, do you love me, do you love me, right? That applies to mm-hmm. papal infallibility and such. But the beautiful thing is that even in that case, where the Church has given us an infallible interpretation of that text, the Church never says that there can't be other meanings even to that text.
Mm.
We just can't say that that infallible interpretation is wrong, because then we would be in sin. So certainly, yeah, we can study the text like you have, and that seems to me a valid sort of interpretation that we can all ponder on. I tell you what I like to do with this text, and I'm forgetting which father of the church it was. It may have been Chrysostom here. But there are fathers of the church that say that the 153 represents all the nations of the world or all the people of the world, and that Jesus has called us in the church to gather all of them into the net, which is the church. I love that as an interpretation as well, and that too seems to fit in the context because it's Jesus who's empowering the apostles to go and catch fish. And we know there are two of the main metaphors for the people of God in Scripture are sheep and fish, and probably because those are two of the dumbest animals on the planet. And, you know, sheep, they say, if the leader goes off a cliff, all of them will follow. And fish, all you got to do is go fishing. You can catch a fish, throw it back in, and throw your hook in and catch the same fish again. They're not exactly bright. You know, I think that's why, perhaps, that image is used. It shows us how much we are in need of our God to lead us and our leaders in the church to lead us as well. But thank you, brother, so much for your call.
Stay on the line, Abraham.
Yeah, stay on that line. We're going to get you a free gift. But, folks, you know what? We could talk about interpretation of Scripture all day long, couldn't we, Cy Kellett?
Sure,
just
yeah.
The beauty, the richness of sacred Scripture and the polyvalent nature of Scripture, meaning there are many layers to our understanding of sacred Scripture. It's God's Word, and you can never plumb the depths. It's so rich. What a gift we have in the church. But you want to know the greatest gift? The greatest gift is the fact that we have the magisterium that can give us definitive interpretations of that text. It's wonderful to, you know, speculate and come up with different ways texts can be looked at. But as a foundation for your life, aren't you glad we have an infallible interpreter in the magisterium that can say, thus saith God, this is what that text means, right? Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep, or shepherd my sheep means we have an incredible gift in the papacy that is the shepherd of the shepherds of God who feed both the lambs and the sheep, the people of God. But folks, as Catholics, we can't keep this great gift that we have to ourselves. We are obligated to go out. In fact, the Catechism of the Catholic Church, section 900, tells us we have a right and a duty to evangelize, a right that comes from Jesus Christ by virtue of our baptism, and a duty because of the great gift we have. Jesus says in Luke 12:48, to whom much is given, much is required. We have a responsibility to go out and share. And folks, that's what we're doing here at Catholic Answers, but we need your help. We are coming to the end of this second hour. We still need your help. We need that one $5,000 gift right now. Can you be it at 888-291-8000? I know we've got several $1,000 donors, maybe a couple $2,000 donors right now, 888-291-8000. And how about that one-time $25 gift, one-time $50 gift, that one-time $100 gift? And our bread and butter, folks, and please, this is not hyperbole, our bread and butter are those $25 a month givers. We need those monthly donors. You guys don't know how much that means to us here at Catholic Answers because we know we have the money coming in every month. We can plan on that basis. So, folks, please be that one now to give that $25 a month gift at 888-291-8000. Remember, you can up your gift. If you're already given $25 a month, double it. Make it $50 a month, and that'll just be just like a new gift, won't it, Cy?
It will indeed.
Just like a new gift, that is going to be tripled. Maybe you're already given $100 a month. Up it by $25 to $125. Folks, whatever you decide to give, we love you for it. But please pick up that phone. That's most important of all. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. 291-8000.
Perfect time to call. I'm going to let Tim answer more questions because we've got lots of folks on the line. And if you'll keep calling, that allows me to just go back to the phone. $6,247 left in the match for this hour and 11 minutes left to use all of that up. If you would pick up that phone and call, 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can get us closer to meeting that match. Let's do it. $6,247 to go right now. Off we go to Bakersfield, California, where Jose is listening. Jose, thank you very much for waiting. Go ahead with your question. Jose in Bakersfield.
Hey, good afternoon, Jim.
Hey. I know we had you on hold for a long time. Sorry about that, Jose.
No, you're okay. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my question.
Sure.
Yes.
So I've got a question. It's kind of got two parts, but it's related, so I'm pretty sure you'll be able to answer it since they're related. But
okay.
The question is, how does the Catholic Church resolve or interpret the passages about God being the rock, such as in Psalms 18:2,
yes,
and Isaiah 26:4, and wouldn't papal infallibility be contradicted by the passages in the Bible where Paul has to correct Peter?
Right. Great question. First of all, as far as God being the right... the rock, absolutely. We could add 1 Samuel 2:2 to that, and there are so many examples of that in the Old Testament. But here's the key, my friend. The Greeks call it theosis. In the Latin, we call it participatio. The idea is this, that yes, God has certain attributes, and he alone possesses them infinitely so. However, he by grace empowers us to participate in some of these attributes that can be communicated. Some of them can't, but some of them can. And I'll use the example that you gave. Yes, in texts like 1 Samuel 2:2, God is the rock. But yet, if you go to Isaiah 51, verses 1 and 2, look what Isaiah says. He says to the people of God, of Israel, he says, look unto the rock whence you have been hewn. Right? Now, certainly you would think in the next breath he's going to say, look to God your rock, right? Because 1 Samuel 2 says that, and Psalm 27, and you mentioned some texts as well that say God is our rock. Well, look what it says. Look unto the rock whence you have been hewn. Look to Abraham your father and Sarah, your mother. Whoa, how can that be? Is that a contradiction? No, it's not. Because God the rock made Abraham the rock foundation in him and by his power, but he becomes the foundation along with his wife Sarah, who becomes the matriarch. So he's the patriarch of the people of God. She is the matriarch. And you go to the New Testament and you see the same thing. Of course, 1 Corinthians 10:4 says that rock which followed them was Christ, right? So yes, Jesus Christ is the rock. And we have other texts. 1 Corinthians 3:11 says Christ is the foundation of the church. And yet, look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20, that says the apostles and prophets are the foundation of the church. And of course, we have St. Peter, who is made the rock by Jesus Christ, the rock, in good old Matthew 16, verse 18. So the key is, yes, God is our rock. Jesus Christ is our rock foundation, but it's Jesus Christ who makes the apostles the foundation in Ephesians 2:20 and makes Peter the rock in Matthew 16. And when you understand the idea of participatio, it is not a contradiction whatsoever. So there is no contradiction about. Now, one more. You mentioned, what about Paul rebuking Peter there in Galatians chapter 2, verse 9. We acknowledge, absolutely, popes have to be rebuked at times. But notice what Paul rebukes Peter about is not his teaching. He doesn't say, Peter, you were wrong in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1, right? No. What is he doing? He's rebuking Peter for not living up to his own teaching by refusing to eat with the Gentiles. He was contradicting his own teaching because God revealed to Peter that the Gentiles were to be welcomed into the church. My friends, this is an example, and thank you, brother, for your call, because these questions are so important. But folks, this is why we need to be here. At Catholic Answers. This is why we need to be here, to be able to answer folks. Let me tell you, I was raised to believe that the idea of Peter being the rock was absolutely blasphemous for the same reason that our caller just called. And it was a Catholic who answered my question about 36 years ago that is the reason why I am here right now. And folks, we want to continue. I've been blessed. I want to bless others. That's what we want to do here, is to help others see that so many of the caricatures they've learned about the Catholic faith are just that, caricatures. But somebody has to give them the truth. So folks, we need your help right now. We need that $5,000 giver. We've got to break this thing wide open right now, folks. We've got 8 open lines. We need you to help us take it over the finish line right now. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. We need that $5,000 giver right now. I need $1,000 giver, and I need $2,000 giver. Can you be one of those? 888-291-8000. I need those $25 a month givers right now. I need that $50 a month giver right now, and those one-time givers. We've got plenty of open lines. Folks, give us a call right now, 888-291-8000, and keep calling. We'll stay on the lines as long as you keep calling, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
We're under $5,000 to raise. There are 4 minutes left to the top of the hour, but they will stay and answer the phones as long as the phones keep ringing. You can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Because we have $5,000 still available, every gift is going to be matched dollar for dollar. You can also pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000. Pick it up now. Help us out. We've had a great day. We've got $5,000 to use up in the next few minutes. 888-291-8000. I'll let you know first thing when we come on the air tomorrow if we make that match. Lots of lines open. 888-291-8000.